The Interviews with Legends, Episode 1. Hello, everybody. This is Albert Hathazi from the Thunder Bay Legends, and we are doing a little series this week on interviews with some of the Thunder Bay Legends because we have a show coming up, and we haven't done a show for a long time, and we're really excited. And today, the very first interview with a legend is the one and only Marlo Dahl. Hello, Marlo.
Hi, Albert. Hi, everybody.
It's very cool to have you on the line. I'm really looking forward to next week, aren't you?
I am so pumped. It's been a while since I've been on stage with everyone. I was away for the last couple of shows, so I am extremely excited to be back on stage.
Yes, and it's one of our favorite venues, isn't it?
We love being down there. I love going down to the States to Grand Portage Lodge and Casino to sing for all of our fans.
Yes, and you know, we better tell our folks here that that is on May 12th.
Yes.
At Grand Portage Lodge and Casino just across the border. Now, what I'm really intrigued about is that we always try to change the shows up a little bit. And you are doing something for the first time and something unique, aren't you? What is it?
I am. Normally, of course, I do Cher and, of course, ABBA. But this time, I am debuting the one and only Lady Gaga. And I have been preparing something extra special for our crowd. And I think that it's going to be a pretty cool act. I think that the people are going to be able to dance and really, we like to take them to places, and I think I might just do that.
It does sound like an interesting act. She's a very flamboyant and a different girl, isn't she?
Well, that's putting it mildly, for sure. She knows how to definitely get a crowd going, and let me tell you, lots of footage, lots of pictures, lots of everything. I have been studying this girl like crazy.
Cool. How many songs?
I'm doing 3
songs. You know, when I first heard about this, I have to be honest with you, I had a reservation. Do you know what it was?
The meat dress.
Well, how are you going to get, you're not allowed to bring meat into the States. How the hell are you going to pull that off?
Well, I have to say, Lorraine told me, yes, you can do Gaga, but absolutely no meat dress. So between my very good friend, Jason Beltry, who has seen Gaga many, many times, we have devised a pretty cool yet scandalous sort of costume for Gaga.
That is interesting.
Well, you know, I think that I might have dogs chasing me.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm just so pumped to do it.
And what other acts you got going on?
We're going to do ABBA, of course, that night. And we'll do some ABBA in the first set. And then, of course, get people up dancing again in that last set and close with some ABBA.
Cool. Yeah, just so folks know, we do look at the set lists and we try not to repeat the same songs as much as we can. So even if you've been to the show before, you could come out and you could see us, and we're going to be doing different acts, and we just love to interact with the crowd there.
And it's so important. You know, the people, they should never, ever be afraid to come up and approach us on the stage. We love that. We don't want people sitting in their seats. We want them up dancing on the dance floor. We are there to entertain them, and you know that. Yep. It's wonderful when the women are able to come up and take your scarves when you're doing Elvis, and I think that it just makes us perform much better.
Yeah, I agree. It is going to be a fun show. So, folks, check it out on the 12th of May. We're going to be there. I think the show is starting 9 or 10 their time. Do you know?
I believe it's 9 o'clock their time, and I see people have to remember, of course, that if they don't have a room, that they can jump on the Happy Time Tours bus, and that'll take you right across the border. So, you know, leave your vehicle, jump in a big coach bus, and come on down and party with the legends.
Yeah, we can't wait to see everybody. We can't wait to get out there and just have a blast. So thanks so much, Marlo, for joining me, and I'm sure that you will be seeing everybody next week.
All right. Thanks, Albert. See everyone next weekend.